It's October 16, the day in 1942, when Mighty Mouse appeared for the first time.
Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
On this day in 1966, the Monkees recorded one of their biggest hits. Well, actually, it wasn't the Monkees at all. It was a group of session musicians with Mickey Dolenz's vocals added later.
I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
And Mother Teresa won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979.
We can all together proclaim the joy of spreading peace, the joy of loving one another.
Special one starting the birthdays today, actress Angela Lansbury is 95. She was just 17 when nominated for her first Academy Award in her film debut. Famous for roles in movies like Samson and Delilah, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, and the long-running TV mystery series Murder, She Wrote.
With My Darling Sarah is supposedly written by Peter, but it matches the handwriting on your dining card check.
Actor Tim Robbins is 62, starred in Cadillac Man and Mystic River, but his best has to be Shawshank Redemption.
That's where I want to live the rest of my life. Warm place with no memory.
Red Hot Chili Peppers bass guitarist Flea is 58 today. Do you remember he was also Needles in two Back to the Future movies?
Stick your card in the slot and I'll handle it. Unless you want everyone in the division to think you're chicken.
Singer-songwriter John Mayer celebrates his 43rd birthday.
I just found out there's no such thing as a real world. Just a lie, you've got to rise above.
And a couple of sporting birthdays to finish us off. Aussie motorcycle racing champion Casey Stoner is 35.
Casey Stoner against Valentino Rossi. There's 1.5 laps to go now.
And Japanese tennis champion Naomi Osaka is 23.
Naomi Osaka is the Australian Open champion.
Finally, former Australian of the Year, environmentalist and founder of Clean Up Australia Day, Ian Kiernan, died aged 78 in 2018.
Taking responsibility, and the effects are felt not only by your own communities, but right across the planet.
Remembering Ian Kiernan and all his great work on October 16.